Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trucks. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lauren Babe. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Bird. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Bird. And now, play ball. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh strikes out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marsh fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGee for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bird, and towards Babe, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Marsh takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marsh moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marsh scores. Boyd moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Boyd moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Boyd scores. Minoso moves to third. Elliott moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Minoso scores. Elliott moves to third. Stewart moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Frank Finovich now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Elliott scores. Stewart moves to third. Rivera moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stewart scores. One out. It's 5-0, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Carrasquel reaches third base with a triple. Rivera scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0 for 1 in the game. Trux hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Marsh strikes out. The ball gets by Astroth. He chases the ball to the backstop. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boyd. The throw from Astroth and he is out, Michaels applying the tag. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. Zernial strikes out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-1 in the game. Babe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Finovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finovich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox pinch runs for Chico Carrasquel. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 2 in the game. Trucks bunts towards the mound. Finovich juggles the ball. That's an error on Finovich. Fox moves to third. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Marsh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to home to get Fox. Trucks moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Trucks moves to third. Boyd moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a pop-up towards third. Babe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelly Fox now playing second base. Fred Marsh now playing shortstop. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. DeMaestri reaches second base with a double. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. DeMaestri moves to third. Philly moves to second. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball towards center. Rivera catches it and throws to third to double up Philly. DeMaestri scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Stewart moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stewart scores. Lawler moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-1, White Sox. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 2 in the game. Trucks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Marsh takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards second. Michael scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Minoso goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, White Sox. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Neil Watlington pinch hits for Joe Astroth. Neil Watlington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watlington hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmen Morrow pinch hits for Frank Finovich. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. DeMaestri reaches second base with a double. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Robinson reaches second base with a double. DeMaestri scores. Philly goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, White Sox. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.